The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The go-to strategy for personal budgeting is the 50-20-30 rule. This sees your income allocated like 50% goes to your needs, 20% goes to your savings, and 30% goes to what you want, whatever that might be. But a new strategy is becoming more popular in recent times. It's called the zero-based budget. And to tell us about it and how it works, we are joined by Nick Charlambous, who's a financial expert. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So explain, what is zero-based budgeting?
So zero-based budgeting is basically a way of making sure that you're managing your money more effectively rather than the traditional conventional way, which is that you're used to spending money on certain items such as your rent, certain bills and expenses, and you go from month to month, almost like paycheck to paycheck, and trying to find if there's any money's left over. Whereas zero-based budgeting is a concept where you basically look at every single euro you spend and you decide whether or not it's an expense that you can afford to bear. And it's really just trying to take control of your finances in a more measured way.
So tell me how that would work in practice, because your rent is your rent. You know, that's not going to change, and you're probably not going to be able to save on it because you go to your landlord and say, I want a reduction. Sorry.
That's very true, Pat. It's more around those discretional expenditures. For example, gym membership is probably a good example, where we typically find that many of us may sign up to gym membership
for
at the start of the year, and we tend not to use it as often.
Come February, it's gone.
So I suppose the tradition of zero-based budgeting effectively forces you to think about that particular expense and therefore get rid of these miscellaneous type items. And that includes subscriptions to things like Netflix and other items that we generally just tend to carry. We're not really fully in control of.
Now, many people will do a little bit of what you say. They will look at, well, my rent is this. I use the car at the weekends and I generally have to put in about 30 euro worth of petrol to keep me going for that weekend, blah, blah, blah. Otherwise, I'm on the bus or the train and I have to pay for my Leap card or whatever it is. In any jurisdiction, you have these kind of systems. So they work all of that out. So what's different?
The difference is, Pat, that it's really around really understanding about making sure that every euro is working for you. And it's almost like turning it around the conventional on its head and saying to yourself, well, this concept of save first, spend later, you're putting in items that, for example, a lot of us are finding it more difficult to get onto the property ladder. Obviously, we've seen this huge increase in property prices over the last number of years. And for those people who are trying to save, the concept of zero-based budgeting is giving them the idea of saying to themselves, they allocate an expense against savings and do it first and foremost.
So if you've got 500 euro a week coming in and you know how much of that is going to go on rent, what you're likely to be eating as necessities in food, never mind going out to restaurants and so on. You do that budget for the month and then you see what's left. And it's up to you then. You can either blow that on a fancy meal or you can save it towards your deposit.
But zero-based budgeting is more, I suppose, stricter concept in that it's putting that savings that you've decided to commit to, because obviously you've got a goal in mind, and it's more goal focused in saying to you that you need to have that as an item. And therefore, in that example,
it's not what's left over you save.
No.
You actually say, I'm going to save of that 500 euro a week, 100 is going into savings.
That's exactly it.
And you cut your cloth then.
Exactly. And it's a really, I suppose, it's a little bit more labor intensive than the traditional methods, but it's much more effective. And you find that we do get this kind of lifestyle creep of spending more as we earn more. And it does prevent that type of behaviours. And I find that with a lot of clients that I deal with, if they are used to committing to certain expenses as you go, it's going back to that 50-20-30 rule that some of us probably do get a little bit loose on. And it brings it back. It's almost like starting every month from scratch and getting into this habit of saying to yourself, well, I've committed to this goal. Probably one of the easier ones is that discretional spending, as I mentioned. So, for example, you know, going out, and we spoke offline about, you know, using our cards a lot more effectively.
Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap. It's almost like going back to cash. It's the old envelope system of allocating a certain amount to each area that you feel. It's almost like that weekly spend. You know, I find that myself as a parent with four children that, you know, the weekly groceries are going up and up and up. And if you go to the supermarkets with a budget in mind and almost like a list made, you find that you don't pick up those extra items.
And there are people who won't go to the German multiples, for example, because they think they have all sorts of mythology, you know, that the food is different and they don't have our brands, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But then they go, they try them and they find they have a lot of change out of their budget.
Absolutely. And sometimes it can be quite, I suppose, restrictive in terms of, you know, where people want to spend. Really, for me, financial budgeting is a really important aspect of financial success. And, you know, we talk about this idea of being financially independent. And if you can get into those habits of doing those things on a monthly basis and really revisiting them, I think that's a big signal to how people can do more with the money that they have.
Now, since we all tap, 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 and it is very convenient, is it helpful to use something like Revolut, where you can actually make sure that there's only a certain amount of funds available in that Revolut account? You can't spend something that's not there.
Absolutely, Pat. And that works for many people. And we're getting better at using these kind of things. The problem I find sometimes, however, with these online types of, you know, banks like Revolut is that they offer you these incentives to either invest money, which we may not have ordinarily done, or indeed borrow money. You know, we're constantly bombarded by effective advertising. And these are the things that we're trying to avoid people doing on a regular basis.
Mm. Now, many of my listeners will be saying, this sounds like a miserable life. You know, the way we used to live, we were, you know, we'd spend what we had. And if we had something over at the end of the month, so be it, we'd have a splurge. Does it make people miserable, counting every coffee?
You can get very ingrained, but I find that typically it doesn't have to be done on a daily basis. And if you do it even once a year, it's a good financial habit. I always start a financial review with someone and ask them to fill in this kind of budgeter as a snapshot, because we can't find out where our journey is without knowing where we are currently. And really, there are many things that I even find myself as a financial expert that I do that maybe either consciously or subconsciously, but if we're in control of what we want to do, and if that includes going out for a dinner, then allow
put it in the budget.
Absolutely.
Because often you hear people saying, if I gave up the fags, you know, there might be €20 for 20 fags. So I'd be saving €20 a day if I'm a 20 a day guy. And the amount of money that you'd accumulate in a year is quite astonishing. But do the same for coffee. Say a latte at €4 for a posh latte. Five of those, one a day for a week, is €20. 20 working days in the week, €400 to spend.
Absolutely. And it's, again, understanding the benefit of making what can be a sacrifice. But also there are other expenses. I mean, for example, Pat, a lot of us are not claiming back on taxes, which is a simple thing. And Revenue are encouraging people to actually get money back. In addition, we find that a lot of people tend to overspend on insurances. And if you take that analogy of the zero-based budgeting that we spoke about, you will be more focused on making sure that you're not overspending on things like your health insurance, your car and house insurance. So we can save money without necessarily making the sacrifice, because if you enjoy the coffee, then that's okay, again, as long as it's allowed for in your budget.
As long as you put it in your zero-based budget. Is there any template that people can go to kind of start this process?
There are, Pat. So there's a really good free online tools, and I tell people that they should access them. There is one available on our own website, Alpha Wealth, which is easy to download. It's got a very good kind of way of being able to capture information quite steadily. As I said, sometimes budgeting is not for everyone, but even in its basic form, I think it's very effective and something I would encourage people to use.
Nick Sharalambos, financial expert with Alpha Wealth, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.